Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We get to talk about one of my favorite things today.
Choir.
Choir. We are not in Texas. We're going to Michigan, actually, which is even better, personally.
That's how I learned how to say that, was when I lived in Texas.
Yes, choir. Well, we're going to my home state.
Michigan. And if everyone could see, you're demonstrating
yes.
where on the mitten.
If you all pull your hand out, we're going to the west side of the state.
But it's not a hand, it's a mitten.
It is a mitten. It's the mitten state. And it's yes. my favorite place in the world. So,
music in the mitten. That's
yes.
what we should call this
oh,
segment.
Oh, hey, I'm going to write that down. Music in the mitten. That's a great title.
There you go.
Yeah, we're actually talking about church music specifically and getting kids involved in church music, which is even better. So there's a cantor camp happening in Michigan that maybe some of our listeners can have some great ideas for their own churches. And joining us by phone, Christina Roberts, cantor at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and also Rachel Mueller. I said your name wrong, Rachel. Rachel Mueller, pre-college choir alumni. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Christina, where did this idea of a cantor camp come from? It's a very, I think it's an awesome idea, but what inspired this idea?
I've sort of had it in the back of my mind for many, many years, but actually putting it into action was the result of needing a choir in the middle of the summer. This will be our fourth cantor camp this summer, but 4 years ago, I needed a choir to sing at our pastor's installation. And so I thought, well, we will just have a camp the week before the installation and run rehearsals, and that way the kids have something to prepare for, and we get to do a lot of the fun things that sometimes there isn't time for us to do during the school year. And it was just such a hit that we've decided now to make it an every summer event.
What are the ages of students, these young cantors?
They are entering first through eighth grade, and then I have a lot of my high school students who have been through children's camp with me, or children's choir with me over the past years, who come and be my assistants. And that's what Rachel has done in the past for me.
You get to work with these young, beautiful voices that are developing and growing. What is important about the music that you're teaching in this cantor camp?
Primarily that they are singing God's word to their friends and to their family members and then to their own hearts. And I always tell them that they're doing me a huge favor because they're singing God's word to me. And it's great because in the middle of the summer, sometimes we're not in the word as much as we are during the school year. And it's this wonderful immersion in it for the week. And they're filling their hearts and their minds and their inner memories and voices with these beautiful songs that will carry with them through the rest of their lives.
And we've talked before about how important it is to teach children young the song of the church, that does stay with them and help shape worship life as they grow up.
Absolutely. I'm always amazed at how these children, I forget things so much quicker than they do. And they remember things that they probably learned when they were in first or second grade in choir. And then they'll come to me when they're in high school and say, oh, I just thought of that song that we sang the other day. And I forget, that was so long ago. I forgot we even learned that one, but they remember those things and they're excited when they show up in their lives again, liturgically, and they can make all those connections and grow in each one of those things that is already part of who they are.
Absolutely. And something is special about the hymns that these children are singing this year, too.
Yes, this year is so exciting. Katie Shorman has written a set of seven hymn texts, and the children are learning those hymn texts. Some of the texts will be set to hymn tunes that we already know, and then another. So three of them are to tunes that are pre-existing, and then four of the hymn texts are to brand new tunes and settings that I've written the music for. And so at the end of our cantor camp, we're going to have a big hymn festival featuring these seven brand new hymns, all of which speak of the resurrected life, about the promise of the resurrection and our eternal life in Christ Jesus that we have now and through eternity.
Rachel, what did you gain from your experience as a young cantor at Cantor Camp that you really value now?
So much. We're at Higher Things now. And at Matins this morning, I was able to sing the entire Matins service free of book, sans the hymn, of course. But I had to give Mrs. Roberts a hug afterwards and say just thank you so much that I have those now for my entire life. I can teach those to my children. And that's a lesson that's very important to learn, the power of words and the power of music. So often we think of church services as the sermon being the most important part. But a lot of times you can learn just as much, if not more, from the hymns. And that's extremely important. And Mrs. Roberts is doing an amazing job imparting that on our young children. And then those young children are growing up and helping with Cantor Camp and teaching that to their friends and family who don't have that opportunity all the time.
What does it mean for you to be able to help with the camp and be a part of the teaching experience, teaching the younger children?
So, so much. I'm thrilled that Mrs. Roberts has made that an opportunity. I love being able to help her out. And then also seeing the kids just be so happy learning the music is something that's so refreshing. So often you hear of hymns being, oh, we're singing that hymn again. But these kids are, oh my goodness, we're singing that hymn again. It's wonderful. And that's just such a nice attitude to hear from our kids. And I think it's important for adults to have that opportunity too.
So cool. Tell us about your experiences at Cantor Camp. What you were able to do as a camper.
So my first year was when Pastor Sloan was installed, our pastor, and we got to sing some beautiful, beautiful hymns. And I was singing one of those desk camps at church this week. And it was so much fun. You got to be a part of learning not only hymns, but the background of the hymns. And that's also very important. You know where the hymn writers are coming from. And that's just very special. And you get to do games. And I put a part of planning those games now. Play things like heads up for hymns. And that's very fun. So it's a good combination of both the learning experience and the fun. And combining it all into a very liturgical and meaningful experience.
I want to come to Cantor Camp now.
No, I want to go too.
Yes, I know. Everyone, all the grown-ups always are sad that it's just for first through eighth grade. So maybe some year we'll have to have, like, grown-up Cantor Camp.
I about cried when I had to miss last year because I got my wisdom teeth out. Oh.
That would make it, difficult.
I would cry too.
Christina, are all the spots full for Cantor Camp this year at Our Savior?
They are. No, we don't put a limit on it. I suppose if it really got crazy, we would have to. But
you are brave.
But we are welcoming new people. I've put a date of July 23rd on it. So if people are interested in sending their children to Cantor Camp, it's open to everyone, not just members of our congregation, but anyone who would like to bring their kids up. Grand Rapids is a beautiful place. So mm-hmm. if you're still looking for a little summer getaway, come spend a week with us. Camp runs from August 6th through 9th. And camp is only 3 hours a day. So it's from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. And then the hymn festival is Thursday, August 9th at 7. So we do have a couple out-of-town people coming in to spend the week with us and send their kids to camp. And we would love to have more. And we have our core group of choir people, too.
You know, that's the perfect time of day because it's nap time for everybody else.
Right.
For the little ones and for the adults. So that's perfect.
That's right. Tourists in the morning and then send your kids off to the camp and take your afternoon nap and then enjoy the evening.
I know I don't have the talking stick, but we're talking about Michigan. That is like the perfect excuse to go to Western Michigan. Visit Western Michigan and see the lake. And well, I guess you could see the lake.
Yeah.
And go to Cantor Camp. It's like the perfect summer vacation.
It really is. And plus our church has beautiful artwork by Ed Riojas. He's a member of our congregation all over it. And so like people come to our church just to see the artwork sometimes. So if you've ever thought about coming to see it, this is a great excuse to come up too. And we spend time during camp explaining all of the artwork to the children because they see it on a weekly basis. But for them to get to know the details of why Mr. Riojas has designed all the things the way he has. Plus we let the kids do fun things like explore the back rooms and the attic where normally parishioners don't get to go, and we take them to explore all those hidden places so they know all the fun, cool things about the pyramids and where we store all the things in church. And it just connects them to this place that is theirs and this community that is their family in Christ.
That is just so fun.
tell me. Snack. Really cool snack.
Yeah. tell me, Christina, about the response of the children. Maybe some stories from them or some of their feedback afterwards. We have just about 2 minutes left. Some of their feedback.
They are always so excited. And I always think it's a little funny because to me, it's sort of like, well, I'm having choir rehearsal and then I'm attaching some little goofy things to it. Right. And for me, it seems sometimes like, oh, it's just an excuse for a long rehearsal. But the kids do not see it this way at all. They see it as this amazing thing that they talk about all year long. They start asking me in July or in January if I picked dates for Cantor Camp or I know what we're going to sing for this year because it's been a different event that we sung for then at the end of every year. And it's obviously something that runs in their mind year long that they're looking forward to. They remember more things about each camp than I do. It's such an imprint on their lives.
Have you received feedback from parents as well about how Cantor Camp has made an impact on their children?
Parents tell me all the time about the amazing hymnody that their children are singing while they're, you know, playing with Legos or, you know, riding their bike and singing these psalms that they know by heart. And those are the things that I hold on to so dearly because it's the reason I've gone into church music, and it's watching God's word really have its way with these children in every aspect of their life, not just on Sunday morning, not just when they're in our Christian day school or in Sunday school, but in every aspect of their lives. And I've lost track of how many times parents will tell me, oh, my son was at home singing Psalm 25 this week. And it gladdens my heart.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Thanks be to God.
We are all out of time. Christina, thank you so much. Christina Roberts, cantor at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you for being our guest.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Rachel Mueller, pre-college choir alumni, thank you so much for sharing your story about Cantor Camp with us.
Thank you for having me.
That does it for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.